Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to say good evening to everybody. Welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in the great metropolis of Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I thank you for joining us tonight. I tell you what, God is good. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you what, all the time God is good. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I'm glad you're with us tonight. I tell you that we are just believing God for his goodness and that he's with us. And I tell you what, I thank God that these things that are around us right now are coming to a close, because I believe the prayer of God's people have been going up and has been heard. And I don't care what anybody says, when we restart our country or whatever, it's going to be because God has put his hand of goodness on us. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight that we're just going to celebrate in the Lord, and we're just going to worship God, and we're going to have a good message tonight, and God is with us. Amen. So thank you, everybody who's joining us, and we're glad that you're here tonight. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Well, join us tonight in your living rooms and stand out to the worship. We're going to do an old song tonight, but it's timely. We've decided tonight to praise. We've decided to worship. We've decided to have joy in the midst of a quarantine tonight.
As surely as the sun will rise.
Yeah. Louder than hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah.
In the presence of my enemy,
I raise a hallelujah.
Louder than the unbelief,
I raise a hallelujah.
My weapon is my melody,
I raise a hallelujah.
Jesus comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praise and love. Oh, for me I say, hope will arise. And death is defeated, the King is alive.
I raise a hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We raise a hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and give the Lord a hand clap of praise and a shout tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Our Lord is a great Lord, isn't he? Amen. Hallelujah.
Faithful.
You know, I thank God for his faithfulness.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, even when the world is troubled and desperate, I thank goodness that as Christians, you can keep peace.
Oh, come on.
You can have peace in your heart. You can have a confidence in your heart. You can have an absolute assurity because God is on your side, and he's going to rescue you and be with you at all times and in all things. Amen.
Amen. If we look at what he's already done, he has already rescued you.
Amen.
You just need to accept it and receive it and walk in it.
Amen. Absolutely.
He's already done the work.
He's already done
it. We act like we're fighting to get something. Listen, you ain't fighting to get anything.
Amen.
Jesus already paid the price.
Yep.
It's for you just to grab a hold of and receive it.
Amen.
It's nothing we can do.
Amen.
I can't be good enough. I can't be nice enough. I can't do enough works out there that makes me deserve it, that makes me going to heaven.
Amen.
It's all about Jesus.
Amen. It is Jesus and what he's done for us. Amen. So let's be smart enough to just receive what he's done for us. Amen.
Amen.
Woo, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Anything for you, babe? So
you don't have any big announcements tonight?
I don't think so. I can't think of any.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Miracles are taking place all the time. Amen. Hey, hallelujah.
That's what happens in quarantine. You start to get happy that you're not spending time.
You know what? It's so funny because I started to come up here and start to preach the message right away tonight, but I thought that I would have a Kenton only believe moment that I'm missing. And if any of you guys will know what I'm saying right now, look at this. I'm waving an offering envelope, and I'm doing that in honor of every one of you guys who, from time to time, when I get over-exuberant and over-excited, I forget that we need to take up the offering. Amen?
Amen.
And oftentimes, if you're not careful, Pastor Phil will steal your opportunity to sow and be blessed. So I don't want to do that tonight. So I just thought that I would wave an offering envelope at myself in honor of all of you guys who have to constantly remind me, Pastor Phil, you went through the whole service and you didn't give us an opportunity to give. So tonight I'm going to give you your opportunity to give right now. And I just want you to take your offering envelope or just go online. There's ways to pay online, and you can even text to give now. You know, all these big, new, exuberant things that if we didn't have this online opportunity, we might not become experts at. But some of you are becoming experts at this thing, and you can just get out there and give online. And I'm just going to do my wave one more time and just remind you that part of the reason why we give is, number one, we're worshiping God. We're trusting him in every area of our life. And one area where we need the supernatural touch of God is in the provision that can be in part of our home. Amen? Because there are benefits to being a believer that are just not out there for everybody. And it is that the Lord says that when you sow, not only shall you reap, but he will give it back to you in a deeper measure than you've ever known. And also remember this, that the Lord says when it comes to tithe and offering, that he will open up the windows of heaven and give back to us. And the number one thing I love is that our Father in heaven says that when we release our tithe, he will rebuke the devourer on our behalf. Amen? And I just love it when the Lord rebukes the devourer and does supernatural things to help us. Amen? That's one of the biggest benefits that we get as part of the kingdom of God, is that we don't have to battle this world on our own. We get to have his touch on it. Amen? So right now, we're just going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as I have waved my offering envelope, as so many times people have to do it me, God, I thank you that you're giving us a time to give our offering and our tithe and to be faithful, Father, so that you can open up the windows of heaven and you can rebuke the devourer on our behalf. And God, we just thank you for your love and mercy and all that you do to provide for us. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, I'm super excited because I tell you what, in this time of quarantining and all this time of interrupting our economy, what's amazing to me is I have had story after story, testimony after testimony of what God has done for his people. I hear so many stories of people being kept at work and so many stories of people being able to not work but still getting paid from work. And there's just supernatural things that God is doing. I heard the story of someone, several people, who have been given increases as hazard pay to work during this time of the pandemic. So I tell you what, I know that God is providing for us. And what did you say? Oh, yeah, okay. Before I get started too deep here, I got to remind you to send in your prayer requests and send in your praise reports and your testimonies, and we'll be speaking of those things, and we will pray for you. But what I was saying is that I've heard many testimonies of people that are doing well, even in this season, and have been having good results and surprising results, even close to our heart. We had the coronavirus touch our family, and immediately God did the supernatural things and restored and did and healed. So we are praising God for that kind of thing. And we just know that God is with us. Amen? Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want you to know something, that during this time, believers, you should be filled with faith. And you should be filled with a supernatural grace of how much you're trusting God during this season. Because I want you to know something. We know that the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so what I want you to know is that there should be a supernatural element to our life all the time. Amen? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how differently does that mean? It means several different things. Number one, and we're going to get to this in a minute, so we'll talk about how you must study. But I want you to know something. Whether you realize it or not, pastors, prophets, preachers, and teachers, and evangelists are gifts from the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 4, Jesus said that part of what happened when he went up to heaven is as he ascended, he released down into us gifts that are going to be able to preach the gospel into us. I want you to know that the preaching of the gospel is a primary way that you're supposed to hear faith and let it come into your heart. I want you to know that if you are part of a church, you should be studying during the week and during different things. And then when you come in to hear a faith-based message, there's going to be times where God just sparks in you and drops some things in you. And he's just going to give you all kinds of insight when you hear the preaching of the gospel. That's why we must do it. I don't know why God chose to have us preach the gospel, but that was his choice. And it is powerful that you are a part of a church, and I thank God that we're staying connected and that you are hearing the preaching of the gospel, because it is a primary way that your faith is going to grow in the Lord. Amen? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I want you to know that one way you're going to hear the gospel is the preaching of the gospel. And I tell you what, sometimes you are going to get prophetic words given to you. Prophecy is a way that you can hear the word of God. Sometimes you're going to have people that are praying for you, and they might call and just give you an encouraging message. So one way that's very critical for how you hear the word of God is that the Bible says, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Amen? Amen. I want to give every one of you a challenge out there to understand that your testimony and your preaching of the gospel is as important as me preaching the gospel. I want you to know something, that oftentimes your personal testimony and witness to someone is going to be exactly what they need to bring themselves to the Lord. They're going to want to ask you what's going on in your life, or you might just be having a conversation with someone, and when the Lord puts it in your heart to tell them your testimony, I want you to know something, that first of all, that is a great way of hearing faith and having faith released. When you tell people your testimony of how you got saved, or when you tell people a testimony of a miracle that's come into your life, I want you to understand something, that it is a critical way that the gospel is spread throughout the whole world. Amen? Amen. I want you to know that the church is powerful, the church is strong, and we're going to need the church, and we're still going to be here, and we're going to be vibrant. But I also want you to know that you are also the church. You are part of the church. You're part of the body of Christ. And your testimony into the life of someone is a powerful way that the gospel is spread throughout the world. Amen? Amen. I want you to know something, that whether you believe it or not, whether you think you're insignificant or not, I'm here to tell you that your testimony can be a life changer. Your testimony is going to help someone come to the Lord, and your testimony is a preaching of the gospel to them and to you. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. One thing I love about your testimony is that your testimony is not just going to encourage the person that hears it, but you telling your testimony will stir your own faith up. It will remind you of what God brought you out of. It will remind you of what God did for you. And I'm telling you, you telling your testimony to someone else is an encouragement for them, but it's also an encouragement for you. It will re-fortify your faith. It'll speak to you as to why you love God and why you serve God. Sometimes when we give our testimony, it can remind us of things that we have forgotten about. Amen? I want you to know that just the other day, I gave a testimony to someone, and it was because Regina and I weren't always faithful tithers when we first began. Now, we started tithing right away once we understood the principle of it, and then we never did let it leave us. We got very serious about our tithe and offering, but I can remember one time when I was sitting there and I was telling this story of how I only had $50 to our name. I mean, that's all we had. And I can remember when the Lord told me, release that $50 into the offering today. And I tell you what, I was terrified of it. And I was looking for my wife to strengthen me and comfort me a little bit. And she did, because I told her, honey, I believe God wants me to give $50. And she said, well, what are you waiting for? See, Philip, this is why we're not going to be blessed, because the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And you know that God told you to give $50. You need to get up there and give it. Hallelujah. So I ran up there and I threw that $50 in there, and I repented on the way back saying, Lord, please give me the faith of my wife, Regina, one day, God, because I don't know how. I couldn't even believe to give this offering. I'm sorry, God, that I was slow to give this offering. Well, we got out to the car, and she said, hey, honey, take me over there. I want to get a pop and a bag of chips or something. And I said, what? I said, we ain't going over nowhere, girl. That $50 is all I got. She went, what? Woo-hoo! Praise the Lord. So there our faith journey began. Woo! But what I want to tell you is that in the middle of that, God was so faithful that week. Number one, he stretched our gas to last the whole week. We even went to church on Wednesday and still had gas to get us through the whole week, because I'm serious, we didn't have any money. And then right before we got paid, It was amazing because Philip Jr. was just a little bugger at the time. And all of a sudden, Philip came out of the room and he had a birthday card with $5 in it. And let me tell you something. Back then, if any money came in anywhere, we weren't leaving it lay around because we didn't have that kind of money. But all of a sudden, the Lord gave us some money, and I think we went and got some chips and some soda and celebrated and got paid the next day. And I tell you what, it broke fear off of us. That personal testimony broke fear off of us. And I tell you what, we have never been afraid of God not providing for us ever since then. Now, don't get me wrong. There's been challenges and other things I could go through. But I'm telling you, from that day forward, it changed something for us. And we have had a faith in God ever since then. And I want you to know something, that your testimony is important for you to give to somebody. And the Lord is going to weave you through people that need to have faith come to them by your testimony. And I want you to be willing to do that for people. Amen? So I want to remind you, first of all, make sure that you are part of a local church. Amen? And make sure that you have a pastor. Because when you have a pastor, if he's reading and preaching the gospel, then that is one of the primary ways that faith is going to be stirred in your life and in your heart. And it's one of the primary ways that God wants to speak to you. Now, here is the true primary way that the Lord wants to speak to you. And I'm going to read to you as soon as I get myself together here. Yeah. Yes, I believe that I want to go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I want to read something in verse 15, and this is going to be a very popular scripture for you, hopefully. But it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babbling, for they shall increase unto more ungodliness." How are you going to know the difference between vain babblings and wise fables? Well, you're going to put the word of God in you. "Their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection has passed already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." I want you to know something. Studying to show yourself approved is so important, because studying, your self-study, will teach you what is iniquity or what's right and what's wrong. It will also teach you and replace wise tables, and it'll replace fear, and it'll replace vain imagination with the power of the word of God in your life and in your heart. Amen? I want you to know something, that as a Christian, whether you recognize it or not, you are a supernatural being and you need supernatural food. Amen? Yes. I tell you what, and the way that a Christian gets supernatural food is he digs into the word of God and he studies. Remember, we have been doing communion a lot, and one of the things the Lord says is that when you take this bread, it's symbolic of my body being broken for you. Well, I want you to know that when you take in this word of God, you are taking in the bread of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. And you are taking that word into your soul, and you are being nurtured. I want you to know something, that every one of us is aware of our outward man and our physical man, but I want you to know something, you have an inward man and an inner man and an inward nature. Amen? Amen? And in that inner man, which is your spirit, he's supposed to grow and get stronger day by day. Amen? Amen. And I want you to know something. How are you going to feed your inward man? It's got to be through the word of God. Amen? Amen? That word of God has got to come into us, and we should have scriptures that are just living and breathing in our spirit and in our lives. Amen? I want you to know something. There should be some scriptures that just rise up in you. Like this one, for example. "Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world." Amen? Yes. Scripture should rise up in you. Like Philippians 4:13, it says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Amen? Yes. John 1:12 says that for all that believe, God gave them the power to become the children of the living God. Woo! I tell you what, I want you to get yourself stirred up, because studying to show yourself approved is the primary way that you should have a relationship with God. I want you to know something, that when you start reading the scriptures and you start seeing God's love for you, and you start reading scriptures where he says, hey, remember, you didn't choose me, I have chosen you. See, when you start reading scriptures and you recognize that you are the apple of his eye and that you are a focal point for God, and you start reading scriptures where God says, I'm calling you to be my people and I'm going to be your God, those kind of scriptures start fortifying our faith. And when our faith is fortified, it will challenge us to believe that our God is our Heavenly Father, who wants to be activated in our life every day. Remember, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And one thing that faith is going to scream to you is that God loves you and that he wants to be active every day of your life. Amen? Woo! I tell you what, that although we have been on sabbatical and we have been self-quarantining, I want you to know something. The Lord has not self-quarantined himself at all during this crisis. Amen? I tell you what, in fact, he's poured his spirit out, and the Lord wants you to make sure that you don't self-quarantine yourself from God. Amen? I want you to know something. This is a time where you need to open your scriptures. This is a time where you need to open up your prayer life. And this is a time where you need to rest in God. Amen? And I want you to know, I want you to have an absolute confidence in that God wants to hear your prayers. The Lord wants you to have relationship with him. God wants you to cry out, not just cry out, but the Lord wants you to just ask him anything. You don't have to cry to hear God hear you. You just have to pray, and you can have a conversation with God, and you can ask him questions, and you can ask him for help, and the Lord will speak right to your heart. And I tell you what, well, what does God speak like? Well, let me tell you something. His sheep will know his voice. I will tell you, I recognize when God is speaking to me, and I recognize when God has something to say to me, and I want you to make sure that you recognize when God has something to say to you. Amen? I'm going to read a very, very popular scripture. I hope it's popular with you. And if it's not, then it should be. But we're going to read just under the fact that there was a fig tree that the Lord went up to get figs from, and it gave him none. And he said, this tree will not produce figs forever after this. Well, when he said it, I don't know if his disciples believed him or not, but when Jesus speaks, what he says is going to come to pass. And so the next day they walked by this fig tree, and you're going to see that Peter, one of the disciples, was pretty much shocked that it had actually died overnight. And it says in Mark 11, verse 20, when Jesus is Peter speaking here, and it's in Mark 11, verse 20, it says, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Well, what did they think was going to happen? The Lord spoke to the fig tree and said, you're done. And if he says something's done, it's over, brother. But it says here, Peter calling to remembrance saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. You know, another translation says, have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. See, here is where I want us to make sure we're releasing our faith. You know, we have a God of the supernatural. We have a God that will meet our needs and exceed our needs. We have a God that will answer prayer. And sometimes we are trying to figure so much stuff out in our own head that we never take the time by faith to release a prayer or release a confession of faith and just stand on the word of God and believe him. And I want us to understand something, that you're not supposed to work your life out just by natural means and natural ways. No, you are a supernatural being. You are a child of the living God. And the number one way that things should be coming into your life is because faith is coming by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen? I want you to know something, that you need to get your spirit open. You need to get your heart open, and you need to get your hopes way up high. Don't settle down here at the low levels. Get your hopes up high. You need to believe things for God that are beyond yourself. Why? Because that's how faith works. You need to make sure that you open your heart up to believe the impossible. And I want you to know something, that one of the ways that you are going to have faith come, faith by hearing and hearing the word of God, is that you are going to see supernatural victories. See, the Bible says seeing and hearing what Jesus had done, seeing miracles and hearing about them, actually caused people to believe. Amen? I want you to know something, that sometimes what's going to cause you to believe more is that you get a faith victory. And I tell you what, that if you will take this Bible and you will study it and you will start putting it around something you're believing for, listen to this. If you need financial help, I want you to know something. There are scriptures in here about finances. There are scriptures in here about sowing and reaping, and you can believe God for debt cancellation. Amen? Amen. If you need a healing, if you need some health battle won, I'm telling you right now that there are scriptures in here that say that by his stripes we are healed, and you can put a confidence in what God has to say. Well, the doctor said, listen, I love doctors. They are spiritual gifts that God has given. We wouldn't have organized medicine today, I don't believe, if Jesus hadn't came and established those types of things. But here's what I want you to know. At the end of the voice of every doctor is the beginning of the voice of God. And I want you to know something, for every challenge that you face, Jesus is your answer. Amen? And I want you to be a person that will make sure that you are writing things down, putting vision out there. And if you have something that you're believing God by faith, remind yourself, God, I'm believing you for this. I'm believing you for this. I'm believing you for this, God. And don't be afraid to write it out and make a list and start checking those things off. Why are you going to check them off? Because God is going to answer them. Amen? Amen? So listen to this. Tonight, I want you to remember that there are at least 3 to 4 primary ways for you to use your faith and to have faith come. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want you to know that you can have faith come by hearing a word preached. And I believe that tonight we've stirred your faith. I believe that this word is something for you to live out of. Amen? And then we can also have faith come because we start giving our testimony. Give your testimony of your salvation, and give your testimony of the miracles that you have seen God do in your own life. And then make sure that you're studying that word of God. Listen, if you need a financial miracle, if you need a healing miracle, you need a miracle in your marriage, you just need a miracle because you're a person that's filled with fear all the time, I want you to know something. Study the Bible in those areas. Get your Bible out, study the Bible in those areas, and you're going to see yourself start getting victories in every one of them. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, I want you to be encouraged tonight, and I just want you to know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Put the word of God in your life in every way you possibly can, and make sure that you're living as a Christian. You have an inward man that's growing every day and will grow as you make it possible for him to grow. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know if we have any prayer requests tonight. I don't know if we have any praise reports tonight.
We do. We have a praise report. Okay. Before we start the praise report, and before we start I think there's just one praise report on there, but it's a great one. Amen?
Amen.
We just want to stop and give you time to think about what he just said. And if you say, I don't know this God you talk about. I don't know this Jesus that he's talking about, but I need to. I'm telling you, Jesus went to the cross died and rose on the third day so that you could live, so that you could spend eternity with our Father in heaven, so that you could go directly to the Father.
Amen.
And spend eternity.
Amen.
In heaven. There. Amen. Is a hell.
Amen.
And there's one doorway that gets us to heaven, and that is Jesus.
Amen.
And we just don't want to leave tonight without giving you an opportunity.
Amen.
To accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Tonight. And it's simple. It's two simple steps.
Amen.
It is really two simple steps. Jesus paid the price. He did the work.
Amen.
He did all of it for us. All we have to do.
Yes.
Is believe.
Amen.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen. Amen.
He went to the cross. He rose again. And he died on the third day. And he rose on the third day.
Amen. Amen.
And then you have to confess it to somebody. You pray, ask Jesus, come into my heart. I believe that you are the Son of God. You tell him you believe. And then you need to confess it to somebody.
Amen.
Amen. And so pastor's going to lead us in a prayer that you can pray at with him. And then if you pray this prayer for the first time, maybe you're,
amen,
backslidden. Maybe you say that I haven't been living my life for God like I'm supposed to, that I've drawn cold, and I just haven't been pursuing God. And I just want to rededicate myself back to him. If that's you, when pastor prays this prayer, pray along with him. And if you are saying this for the first time, or you're rededicating your heart back to Christ, why don't you message us on here? We're going to reach,
amen,
out. We want to touch base with,
yes,
you. We want to talk to you. We want to,
amen,
tell you more about our Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says that if we can believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, that we can be saved. Amen? So if you're out there and you need salvation tonight, maybe you served God before, but you're backslidden and you're not now. Or maybe you have never even said the prayer of faith. And now we're going to give you that opportunity. So just say this with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I ask Jesus Christ.
I ask Jesus Christ.
To be Lord and Savior of my life.
Be Lord and Savior of my life.
I believe that he's your son.
I believe that he's your son.
I believe that he went to the cross for forgiveness of my sins.
And I believe he went to the cross for forgiveness of my sins.
I receive him now.
I receive him now.
And I thank you that I'm saved.
And I thank you that I'm saved.
Father, I will live for you.
Father, I will live for you.
As you help me do it.
As you help me do it.
In Jesus' name, amen. In
Jesus' name. Woo!
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. That's
praise
amazing.
God. Hallelujah.
Okay, so we and again, if you have prayed that for the first time.
Yes.
Or if you've rededicated your life back, just let us know.
The
we want to reach out.
There. Yes.
Private messages if you want to, but we want to reach out to you and we want to talk to you. Amen.
Amen.
And we do have two prayer requests that came in. Darlene Mendenhall.
Mm-hmm.
She's got migraines and she's been having some pain, so we want to pray for her.
Okay, well, let's just pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Darlene before you, Father God, and we curse these migraines at the very root, Father. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name that all these migraines would go and that, Father, she would have health and peace in this area. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Robin?
Yes, I saw Robin has a friend. Struggling from cancer.
It has cancer in it.
And we're going to ask, Father,
yes,
first of all, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just curse this cancer, God. Father, I ask you in Jesus' name to stop the multiplication of it and just curse it at the root. I cause it to die and come out of them. And Lord, right now, I pray for salvation, God, that this friend would most importantly find Jesus and be saved, Father God.
Yes.
Now, Lord, we just thank you for this miracle. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Praise the name
report.
Of the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
and then
soul.
We have a praise report.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hey, after several days of trying to get a hold of unemployment, I finally got through. Praise God. Gene got through. And not only that, but they said that they will cover and put back pay to it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, God bless you. I want to say thank you for being with us tonight. I hope you were encouraged. I know I sure was. Our God is a good God. Amen. Hey, God bless you. And we will see you again on Sunday. We'll have a word for you.